Deputy Prime Minister, Minister for Reintegration of the Temporarily Occupied Territories of Ukraine Irina Vereshchuk and representatives of Great Britain, Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United States signed a memorandum on launching the Partnership Fund for a Resilient Ukraine to help communities affected by Russian aggression. At the start, the fund's budget will be £35 million British pounds, $47 million United States dollars, for the implementation of the first projects, aimed at communities, at real people in need of support from the state and the international community. According to the Ukrainian minister, the fund is designed to make the communities of Donetsk and Luhansk regions more sustainable as these communities are currently heavily subsidized and have a weak investment climate. The fund's assistance should improve the quality of public services, increase household incomes, and strengthen ties between communities divided by conflict. Ambassador of the United Kingdom to Ukraine Melinda Simmons noted that the partners together with the government of Ukraine were committed to supporting the victims of Russian aggression in eastern Ukraine through this fund. She added that her country would contribute 11.5 million British pounds, 14.8 million United States dollars, to the fund over 3 years. The United States intends to increase its contribution to the fund from 5 million United States dollars to 10 million United States dollars through USAID. Canada donates between 10 million Canadian dollars and 15 million, up to 12 million United States dollars, to curb the escalation. Sweden will contribute 50 million Swedish kronor, 5.4 million United States dollars, to the fund. Bodin Marushak,